Palestine. Well, look at this Bible map from 1905.
And most Bibles,
yes,
from then had a map of
Palestine. We're showing you this just because I'm trying to break through the propaganda, the confusion, the lies that the Zionists have implanted in millions of minds of Christians in America and told them there's never been a place called Palestine. So with that in mind, do you know who lived in Palestine?
Palestinians?
Palestinians. Hmm. Palestinians. And Palestinians were Jewish, Christian,
and Muslim.
And Muslim.
Right. They weren't a particular faith. They were citizens of a particular country.
Palestine. Jesus was a Palestinian. Oh. So Israel has never meant a political country.
Okay.
It's always meant the people of God, the called out ecclesia, the people of God. That's what Israel means. It's not a political country.
What have the prime ministers since the inception of Rothschild's Israel and who they really are?
I would bet you, if you did a DNA test for all the Palestinians and a DNA test for all the Israelis, the Palestinians have more actual genetic ties to that landmass than the Israelis, who are mostly Eastern European. This is every prime minister of Israel. First one, David Gurion, real name David Grun, born in Poland. Next one, Moshe Sheret. Real name Moshe Shertok, born in Ukraine. Then Levi Eshkol, real name Levi Skolanik, born in Ukraine. Next one, Yigal Alon, real name Yigal Pikovich. Next one, Golda Meir, real name Golda Mabovich, born in Ukraine. Next one, Manachin Begin, real name Mazi Chekslaw Begum, born in Ukraine. So I can go on and on and on. Almost every single one of them has a fake name, and nearly every single one of them is actually from Eastern Europe. Even Netanyahu's real name is Milakovsky.
Here we have an American journalist exposing the truth that Israeli leaders came from Eastern Europe, then changed their names and claimed the land of Palestine as their own. How is this anti-Semitism when they're not even Jewish?
Behind his iron grip on Israeli politics lies a long history of scandals that leads up to his current situation, one in which he is facing multiple corruption charges in three separate cases filed in 2019, which include allegations of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Add to that the recent accusations of war crimes he's charged with for leading Israel's genocidal war on Gaza, which has killed over 46,000 Palestinians, mostly women and children.
Now, friends, does this look like how the children of God would reflect themselves to the world in honoring the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Absolutely not. What if the attacks aimed at Christians in modern-day Israel?
Conservative Christian leaders are calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stop a bill proposed by members of his coalition to make it criminal to tell people about Jesus in Israel.
Israel introduced legislation to throw Christians in prison for up to 2 years for even mentioning the name of Jesus Christ.
Two ultra-Orthodox members of Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition have introduced a bill that would punish believers for sharing the gospel of Jesus with prison time.
Again, I ask, does this sound like the children of God? Not at all. And yet they are now recruiting said pastors, which in fact are hirelings is what they are, from America to drive their lying propaganda narrative in decrying that they are what they clearly are not.
A lot of young people that are not for Israel, and they're just getting the wrong information. So our whole idea here is to reach the youth of America and around the world and just show the truth.
With 1,000 pastors gathered at such a critical moment for the nation of Israel, when anti-Semitism is rising in our nation and globally, this has been such a pivotal turning point. I believe we can turn the tide of anti-Semitism.
And what do we have here? Zionist heretics such as John Hagee promoting in his confusion and heresy upon them that do not take the time to know the scripture for themselves.
Anti-Semitism is sin, and as sin, it damns the soul. As I have said for 50 years, if a line has to be drawn, draw that line around both Christians and...
Here we go. With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth to the present moment, for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ, forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, she was convicted on every charge, including bribery, mail fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy. Prosecutors said she used her position in Albuquerque public schools to funnel more than $3 million in educational funds to a friend's company, then took about $1.15 million in kickbacks for herself. It almost looks like a man. Truly, it does. Former New Mexico House leader Cheryl Williams Stapleton found guilty on all 37 federal counts. You know, usually what happens, friends, if you've ever taken the time to pull the curtain back on these corrupt scoundrels that you allow to be or to remain incumbent in office today, a lot of times they don't do anything while they're in position. In other words, the powers that are tolerated, the unconstitutional agencies do nothing about them until they leave office. And then once they leave office, many times they're prosecuted for the crimes while they were in office. And the reason they do that, friends, is because they don't want to lose the control over the people. And they want to continuously cast in your teeth that there's nothing you can do about what's going on. Well, here's the good news. The good news is, as it says in Ecclesiastes 8:11, it says, because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. In other words, they want to test their steel. They want to test their little wooden blunt swords against the sword of the spirit. And again, why do I say that? Because it all goes for naught, friends. It's like a flame to a candle. That wax is going to melt real quick in the face of God's judgment. And what does the Bible tell us? It tells us in Luke 12:2 that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known, friends. And again, why the American people wait for it to come to the light rather than dealing with them themselves? What do? Well, they've been taught by the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, to go ahead and just let God do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Americans, let me ask you something, 81% of you. What are you doing here? Why are you here on this earth? Isn't it that the will of the Lord might be done on this earth as it is in heaven? Yeah, and you've been taught by dispensationalists that you're going to be raptured from the responsibility that God has called you to. You have it backwards, and that is heresy to the max, and you've known this for a long time. I mean, again, we're called to the war, Americans. We're not called from it. We're called to it. And it's time that we act like what we're professing to be on so many different levels. We're called to be good soldiers of the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because there's a lot of stuff going on right now, friends. And what we see is a lot of people standing back, namely those that are in some sort of position in civil government, regardless if it's from the top all the way to the bottom. And I'm talking about those that swear an oath to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within, that aren't doing their job. In fact, what they're doing is they're protecting those that are committing crimes against we the people rather than the other way around. Well, we're going to set that right, because they that say that they're just doing their jobs, if they were, in fact, the innocent would not suffer unjustly. And we're seeing a whole lot of this going on in the United States of America right now. And somehow or another, those that are saying that they're just doing their job, when in fact they're not doing their job, they're doing the job of the tyrant, rather than holding to the oath that they swore to uphold. If they were doing that, friends, they'd be dealing with the tyrants. They wouldn't be protecting the tyrant concerning his crimes that he's guilty of, which he's assailing and committing against the people he's supposed to serve. So again, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Before we do, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please subscribe to that page. There's 8 to 10 articles posted every day by yours truly, Tim Brown, morning show host from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those articles are written from contributors from all over the country that are actually a part of the culture war in bringing about resolve that so many of you declare that you want. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check out our schedule. We have the Minnesota State Fair coming up on the 27th through Labor Day weekend. 12 days in a row from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We will be there on the bottom floor, east end of the grandstand. Bottom floor, east end of the Minnesota grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. Why are we there? Well, the question is why aren't you there? Jesus said that we're not to pray that there's yet 4 months. He said, pray not. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. And that's exactly what we're doing as we follow the Christ, Matthew 4:19. And we have an opportunity to reach over 3 million people that come within the gates of the Minnesota State Fair. So that's up and coming as well. We'll keep you abreast as to what's going on. But if you'd like to check our schedule out, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the schedule. Also, check out the store. Also, people that are new here over at sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's who we are and what it is we have been doing for the last 31 years. And also ask that you take notice due to the fact that we don't have sponsors. Therefore, we survive on what people support the ministry in doing, and we've been doing it for a long time. Okay? Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, and also go over to membership and become a member, a son or a daughter of Liberty today. Also check us out on social media platforms, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. And folks, if you want to call in, please stick to the topic. Again, if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic. That number is 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Again, we follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. We go over to 1 Timothy 2:5. Listen, there's only one mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus Christ. Listen to me, all of you false religions worldwide. There's only one name whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, Acts 4:12 as well. Okay, so we're going to kick this off, folks. We're going to kick it off. So if this, again, is the first time listening Put your seatbelt on because we got some information that needs to be brought to your attention. Because, again, the mainstream media, it's not like they haven't told you this, but they've done it on page 18 rather than the front page. Well, we're going to take what they put on page 18 and we're going to put it on the front page so you can see what they meant to conceal. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed about content. To change my life.
It's all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
Feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. And then the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee, retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and SonsOfLiberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
Here we go. Well, as the enemy deceives the people in causing them to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, we are in a position, again, where in Leviticus 26, starting in verse 14, where it begins the curses upon a people, that is the we are here spot in the mall map. It absolutely is, friends, because I've told you a million times, and I'm just going to go with how it comes to me. I've told the American people a million times, you got to pay attention to what's going on here. The Muslims are being brought into America through treasonous said representatives. Who's behind the Muslims? Who's behind the use of the Muslims? The Zionists. Make distinction between Zionism, which is a political ideology. Okay, they're just playing the good guys, trying to be and portray themselves to the world as the chosen of God, when in fact they're not even Jewish. Okay? I didn't say that. Jesus said that. Read Revelation 2:9. Read Revelation 3:9. Look at how Jesus responded to these demons in John 8:44. And also make distinction between what a Jew is outwardly from one that is in inwardly one. And I'm talking about Romans 2:28 and 2:29. Okay? Again, I want to make clear that you understand. So I'm making reference to the scripture so you can make distinction. So some time ago, and I brought this up before, Florida, I've been a faithful witness to you, just like I have the rest of the country, but I told you a long time ago, I told you that Florida is a honeypot. You can take it how you want to take it, but if you were not from Florida and that's where you moved into, I am telling you what, friends, you are allured into a state that I know is a honeypot. And the reason I'm saying that is because even after the whole pandemic, we found the media was putting up Ron DeSantis as the one that was protecting the people. Well, naturally, that's what people want to do, is they want to flood that state because they see a good governor. Well, on the other side, I'd also say those people love their country so much that they're unwilling to fight for the freedoms that they had in their own states. So what they did is they actually deceived themselves into believing that they can run and they can hide from their own sin when in fact they cannot. Numbers 32:23. But I told you about Ron DeSantis, and I told you he sells himself as the good guy. He's a Bush guy. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but now you do. And you should see his military record, friends. And I'm not talking about the one that the media portrays him concerning his media or his military history. He's not a good guy. He's one that's selling out the people. And this is another prime example of it outside of the plandemic. And in making the point with the plandemic, I want you to listen carefully. There's SB 2006. Cross-check me, Florida. I'll give you a minute to cross-check me. SB 2006. What is that? That's a bill that Ron DeSantis signed giving the Department of Health in your state authority to go ahead and quarantine and force vaccinate people at the will of the state. Okay. Again, he sold himself as being one that was protecting the people when in fact he was doing just the exact opposite. Okay. Well, that one aside, again, SB 2006, cross check what I'm telling you. Also dig deep into his military background. Okay. Dig deep into his military background. And again, remember, he's a Bush guy. Okay, another Bush crime family, you know, another minion of the Bush crime family. Here we go. Well, this is what I wanted you to see, and this is what I warned you of probably about a year ago. Ron DeSantis signed legislation. It's not American. It's unconstitutional. Once again, it's a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Ron DeSantis goes over to combat hate crimes while on a trip to Rothschild's Israel, modern-day Israel. Not the Israel of God. The church is the Israel of God, people. Not geographically what the Rothschilds have created, okay? And so with that, he signs on to what he called, and what they want you to believe is legislation. It's null and void because it is standing against our God-given rights. But what he does is he signs on to what they call hate crime legislation. He flies over into Israel. He signs on to hate crime legislation. What do you mean hate crime legislation? Well, Randy finds right to the left of him and he signs on to it. And after he's done, what does he do? He takes the pen that he signed on to this pretended legislation concerning hate crime against people that speak out against what? What they call Jews, anti-Semitism. Again, this is the Zionists doing it. They are not even Jewish. Okay? But he hands the pen, Ron DeSantis does, over to Netanyahu as a memorial for what he signed on to. Can anybody on God's green earth tell me why we have our said representatives over in modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, kissing the wall and bowing to Netanyahu, whose name's not even Netanyahu? I just want to know. Guess what we're finding out now, friends? Well, I want you to listen to this carefully because a individual that lives in Florida, a citizen of Israel, is asking some real questions, and I want you to hear what's going on in, Florida. A citizen of Florida is asking questions. Is this true or is this not true? Listen carefully.
I've been seeing a lot of videos, I'm sure a lot of people here have as well, in Florida, with people being visited by the police for making posts against Israel. Is that real?
Yes. I happened to be in Miami when the first police door knock took place.
So it's real.
It's real. Oh, listen to how bad it is. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, pushed legislation through the Florida legislature this year, making it a criminal offense to criticize Israel. Patently unconstitutional. Like, there's not even room for debate. It's unconstitutional. And so, while I happen to be in Miami, a woman in Miami Beach posted on Facebook, Free Palestine. And next thing you know, Miami Beach Police, did you put this on Facebook? She said, yes, arrest me. Not only did Ron DeSantis push this through the Florida legislature, he actually didn't sign it as soon as it was passed. Instead, he took it, he flew to Israel, he signed it in the presence of Benjamin Netanyahu and gave him the pen as a souvenir. So does he work for the people of Florida or does he work for Benjamin Netanyahu?
That's scary.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, so the things we're
seeing are
true.
You're listening, Florida? I told you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a friend. You know, there are 32 states in the country that have anti-BDS legislation, boycott, divest, and sanction. So I have a friend who got hired to give a speech at Georgia State University. No big deal. And she goes, they send her in advance the contract, you know, we're going to give you $500 to do the speech, and you have to pledge allegiance to Israel. She's like, what are you talking about? I have to pledge allegiance to, I'm not going to pledge allegiance to Israel. I don't have allegiance to Israel. Well, you can't be a contractor in the state of Georgia, and giving the speech and taking state money would make her a contractor unless you pledge fealty to Israel. And she said, no. And they canceled her speech. So she sued. And she lost. She lost in the Supreme Court of Georgia. And it's not good at all. I just learned this week that in addition to the billions of dollars that we give to Israel in American taxpayers' money, the states all give money to Israel as well.
Yeah, because the state governors that are installed are just as extorted as those that we see on the federal floor, on the federal level. And again, it's one of those things that people need to step back and say, what's going on here, folks? You have been overrun by foreign powers, and it's happened because of your said representatives that are extorted. Now, they're extorted because they committed crimes that they shouldn't have committed crimes, namely against young children, pedophiles, and other heinous crimes. And Netanyahu is doing what? He's sitting back. Mylakowski is, and he's basically extorting them. I want you to listen to this really quick just to show you and to prove the point that those that are in modern-day Israel, the creation of the Rothschilds, you do need to understand that they're going under false aliases. It's not even their real name. Listen.
If you did a DNA test for all the Palestinians and a DNA test for all the Israelis, the Palestinians have more actual genetic ties to that landmass than the Israelis, who are mostly Eastern European. This is every prime minister of Israel. First one, David Gurion, real name David Grun, born in Poland. Next one, Moshe Sheret, real name Moshe Shertok, born in Ukraine. Then Levi
They're not
Eshkol,
even from that region,
Levi
people.
Shkolonik,
they're Europeans.
Born in Ukraine. Next one, Yigal Alon, real name Yigal Pikovich. Next one, Golda Meir, real name Golda Mabovich, born in Ukraine. Next one, Manachin Begin, real name Mazi Czechslaw.
So they're all going under false pretenses, false names,
Ukraine.
Friends.
So I can go on and on and on. Almost every single one of them has a fake name, and nearly every single one of them is actually from Eastern Europe.
Okay, so again, those that are selling themselves as Jews are Zionists. They're not even Jewish. And they're the ones that are pushing anti-Semitism laws. So if you want to find out who means to control you, find out who you can't criticize. It's time to open your mouth, people. Long overdue. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates." He continues on and says, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel." Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, I want to show you something here, friends. This is what the easy road has brought the American people. It's brought a hijacking of your government by a foreign system that is extorting your politicians to do their biddings. It's exactly what's going on. I also wanted to show you this, friends, because I don't know if you're... Well, I'll show you a couple videos actually here because this conjured up constitutional anti-Semitism bill that Trump just signed defending Zionists is aimed at Christians. So again, what do? They create their political opposition, they play the victim, and then they attack their political opposition. Who are the ones that crucified Christ? "Your blood be upon us and our children." Well, 40 years later, they were accommodated. Well, they were accommodated in their madness. They were the ones that said it, they sowed it, and they reaped it. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. But again, I think people need to understand what this is about. This isn't about protecting American people. This is a takeover. And the way they do that, that's all you have to do is go back in history and look at the Bolsheviks. Because they claim to be something they weren't not, just like what they're doing today. They claim to be Jews. They weren't Jews, friends. And what did they do? They basically created laws to shut people up, and then they mass genocided the people that were their opposition. What I'm showing on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and beforeitsnews.com, is Donald Trump with his little beanie on his head. And it says, Trump launches nationwide crackdown on anti-Semitism. How many times have I told you the rabbi said that the Muslims are in use to sweep away their opposition? Yes. Yep. And isn't it interesting how Bradley's also taken the time to show you, in contrast to that which of John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, taught us long ago. He said, when they come about and they mean to come in as political battering rams, or should I say it a different way, friends, if we need to or expect to maintain what it is that we are and who we are, we better maintain our national morality, our Christianity, who we are in him. But if the enemy can sow discord and break us away from Christ because we've been allured away and enticed by our own lust, James 1:12, well, then guess what we're going to get? We're going to get the fruit that the devil means to bear through us. And it's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. And who's doing it? The one that's making America great again? Hey, America, I got a question. Is he making America great again? Well, isn't that crazy? I mean, for some reason or another, how on the Lord's earth here, I know not, but how one group of people can claim that if you speak out against us in from a different country in the Middle East, if you speak out against them for some reason or another, it's a crime here in America. Does that not tell you how we've been hijacked, people? Because it's exactly what's going on. And again, let me show you this. And I want you to listen to David Friedman. And I want you to listen carefully as to what's been going on. And they've been working on this for some time now. And again, listen carefully.
We've cut off hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay.
To the most elite, but at the same time, the most anti-Semitic universities on campus.
Okay, so what he's saying is they cut off hundreds of millions of dollars to anti-Semitic colleges across the country. In other words, we've already been told by these people that if you speak out against them, friends, they're going to bankrupt you. They'll destroy you. It's verbatim what they said. And somehow or another, we're sitting back acting like we don't know what's going on here. Let me just pause for a moment because I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want you to watch the rest of this so you can understand. This is a documentary I did on Zionism. And again, make distinction between anti-Semitism, the Jewish people, because you do know that Jewish people are protesting anti-Zionist, or they're protesting Zionists, right? You understand that. So there is a distinction that needs to be made. So don't jump the gun and say that you're doing something or you're being anti-Semitic, friends, when that's not the case at all. Okay? Again, listen carefully.
Even Netanyahu's real name is Mylakovsky.
Here we have an American journalist exposing the truth that Israeli leaders came from Eastern Europe, then changed their names and claimed the land of Palestine as their own. How is this anti-Semitism when they're not even Jewish?
Behind his iron grip on Israeli politics lies a long history of scandals that leads up to his current situation. One in which he is facing multiple corruption charges in three separate cases filed in 2019, which include allegations of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Add to that the recent accusations of war crimes he's charged with for leading Israel's genocidal war on Gaza, which has killed over 46,000 Palestinians, mostly women and children.
Now, friends, does this look like how the children of God would reflect themselves to the world in honoring the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Absolutely not. What of the attacks aimed at Christians in modern-day Israel?
Conservative Christian leaders are calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stop a bill proposed by members of his coalition to make it criminal to tell people about Jesus in Israel.
Israel introduced legislation to throw Christians in prison for up to 2 years for even mentioning the name of Jesus Christ.
Two ultra-Orthodox members of Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition have introduced a bill that would punish believers for sharing the gospel of Jesus with prison time.
Again, I ask, does this sound like the children of God?
Absolutely not, friends. Absolutely not. So this is an attack on Christianity. That's all it is. And it's coming from Mylakowski, who is an international war criminal. He's wanted in Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, and Iceland. And they've made it clear that they would arrest Netanyahu if he enters the territory or their airspace. And yet, somehow or another, you have Mr. Make America Great Again pulling the seat out for Netanyahu to sit at or sit upon in the People's White House. Okay, people. Okay, people. Enough. You're embarrassing yourself, to say the least. Let's go over to Gorka, really quick, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say as well. He said, because the Trump administration will not tolerate anti-Semitism. Isn't it interesting that people in America that are coming from the Middle East can be anti-American? That's okay. There's no defending the American people from them that are doing that. But somehow or another, the said president of corporate America is defending people in a country in the Middle East against Americans. Are you listening? Yeah, I hope so. Listen to this. This is counterterrorism chief Sebastian Gorka. P.S. I told you, friends, this is aimed at the American people, just like the DHS told us right after September 11th, with they defined patriots, Christians, and conservatives as domestic terrorists. It's going right there, just like I said it was going to go there, because they said it was going there. Now it's going there. Just give, hey, folks, give these people enough time to get the job done, and it's exactly what they're doing. You want to act like it's a theory when, in fact, it's not? Jeremiah 11:9, it's going to come to your front door, Amos 6:3, and that's exactly what's happening.
First we come for the Saturday people, then we come for the Sunday people. Anti-Semitism is the touch paper. It is the indicator. It's the first sign that the counter-Western ideology is in ascendance. And, you know, Andrew Klavan has done an amazing, amazing commentary on all of this. Why do they hate the Jews? Because what do the Jews bring us through Jesus Christ? They bring us Christianity. They brought us what? If you look at the foundations of Judaism, it's the idea that we don't have a capricious bunch of gods hanging around on Mount Olympus. It's good versus evil. Right. The
okay,
idea.
Now, keep in mind, people, these are the people that are trying to bring about evil and define it in your minds as being good, just like Isaiah 5:20 warns us of. He just got done exhibiting that. He just defined it for you. They want you to believe that they're the light when, in fact, they're the darkness. Okay. How do you know that, Bradley? Judge them by their fruit.
That God is good comes from Judaism. You've got to destroy that. If you're a secular, anti-American, violent individual, or a jihadist. So the fight against anti-Semitism, and you know, we've got some amazing people, Rabbi Kaplun at the State Department, who's our envoy for countering anti-Semitism. If we deal with that, all of us will be safer.
Yeah, folks, it's the same. It's the same counterclaims they make over and over. They create the problem, then they play the problem solver, and they say, if we get rid of them, yep. How do they cast into our minds to use our boys to go ahead and bleed on third world countries to take out said madmen over in those countries? They cast into our minds who is the bad guy and who the good guy is. And it's always the American government that comes out as being the good guys, or at least that's how they sell themselves, right? The fact of the matter is we better open our eyes and understand what's going on worldwide, friends. And speaking of that, you have 737 military bases in 142 countries. That is unconstitutional. That's called domination, friends. And we do not have the constitutional authority to police the world, but somehow or another, the American people think there's honor in that. There's no honor in that. That's dishonorable, to say the least, friends. And we don't have the right to do it in the first place. So let's put it where it needs to be. So I want to go on here as well and give you some more information concerning the unconstitutionality of what's going on here. Some will say it's a violation of the First Amendment. Absolutely, it's a violation of the First Amendment. Again, as I just said, friends, what you can have foreigners come into our country and they can cry out anti-American sentiments all day long. And what happens? Absolutely nothing. But if you speak out over against people, these criminals, these devils, like the Netanyahus, the Mikulskis of the day, and everyone leading up to that point, along with Thomas Hertzl, isn't it interesting? You better not speak out against them. And your representatives are going over into their country, showing allegiance to them over the American people. I can't define it any better than what I just told you. Americans, you best wake up. For your own sake. No joke. Oh, and by the way, this is happening through force now because they've lost the narrative. That's what's happening. They lost the narrative.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. I know what I was thinking about. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people, a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That was my first thought. And then I also had another thought. And that thought was actually Ben Franklin's thought, and who would know better than our forefathers, who through the Declaration of Independence threw off a tyrant across the pond, and I'm talking about King George during that particular time. He said, "War is when the government tells you who the bad guy is." See, the mainstream media is trying to tell you that anybody that speaks out against those that are extorting them, namely the said Republicans through the Mossad and the CIA, so on and so forth. They want you to believe that the people that speak out against them and their crimes are the bad guys. And again, this is history repeating itself, friends. We're coming full circle. We're seeing it come all the way back around again. War is when the government tells you the bad guy, as revolution is when you decide that for yourselves. So now, how is all this enforced? Let's just say these nonsensical, unconstitutional, pretended authority when it comes to them stifling free speech to speak out against the crimes of these Zionists, because they're not Jewish. Okay, who's enforcing the laws? Well, I just got done playing a video for you in the state of Florida, where Ron DeSantis signed on to a pretended legislation that if you speak out against the Zionist, not the Jews, make distinction, right? They want you to correlate the two as one when they're not. But if you speak out against the Zionists, you know what? We're going to have the cops come out and check you out, and they're going to basically scare you into compliance. Now, are those police officers, are they doing their job? Because that's what I started out with today. They that say that they're just doing their jobs, to go ahead and enforce what you're posting on Facebook or social media platforms, if you say something and you have a constitutional right to do so, but yet they want to come in and put you on check for speaking out against those that are actually dictating them and their bosses, right? When they're obeying the tyrant rather than the oath that they swore to uphold, are they doing their job or are they not? Because if they were doing their job, the innocent wouldn't suffer unjustly, okay? And folks, I hear and I see this all day long. And I'm speaking to those who are in a position where they have sworn to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. Read Article 6, Section 2. That's called the Supremacy Clause. They swear to enforce Article 2, Section 3, the enumerated laws. So I just gave you two references. Now, listen, years ago, when walking through Washington, D.C., namely right in front of the People's White House, I love D.C., I noticed the Secret Service and other law enforcement agencies who were assigned to protect the said president that would say to me and you that they were just doing their jobs by protecting him in the position of being the president, or so they would have you think. So, of course, this only passes the minds of those who don't take the time to know the difference when it comes to making distinction in our founding documents. And I'm talking about the Declaration. I'm talking about not only the Declaration, but the Bill of Rights. And again, the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. It doesn't take long to read it, friends. Okay? But again, what's interesting about it is they would have me and you believe that they're there protecting those that are committing crimes against we the people. Are they just doing their job? No, they're not. Because again, let me clarify it a different way. Why do I say this? When I say this will only pass the mind to those that don't take the time to know the difference when it's called, or they're called to, namely the people, to make distinction concerning our founding documents. Because the one they were protecting, okay, those that are saying they're just doing their job, in fact, the one who transgressed our constitutional laws over 1,168 times during his criminal tenure, crimes such as treason, theft, and murder. I mean, folks, these were not only impeachable offenses, but they were also crimes that he should have been lawfully prosecuted for right on the spot by those people that were saying they were just doing their job. Read Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. So what it comes to is this. These law enforcement agencies, instead of protecting him from the American people against whom he was guilty of committing crimes against, should have been lawfully holding him accountable for all the crimes being committed against the people. Do you understand? One should ask, who are they working for? Again, they swore an oath, just like the said president did, to uphold the laws, not to tear them down and to erect a constitution that looks just like themselves. Nonsense. Read Numbers 30, verse 2, 23 of Deuteronomy, and Ecclesiastes 5, 4. When you look at Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8 of the Constitution, before entering the execution of their office, they take the oath of affirmation. The oath or affirmation. And it says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Now, anyone and everyone who takes office swears a similar oath, including that of law enforcement. And guess who they swear to uphold their oath to? The Lord and to the people. Read 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. So in this case, we may find that law enforcement is just as guilty as the ones they say that they are protecting. It's like the foxes protecting the hen houses. Friends, can we calculate how many? I want you to ponder this. Can we calculate how many innocent people have fallen to the crimes of these that fail to uphold their constitutional oaths? I don't care throughout history, okay, because they all swore oaths. How many innocent people suffered at the hands of them that did just the exact opposite of what they swore that they would do in upholding the laws of their prospective countries? I mean, after all, what do we hear them say? Well, we're just doing our jobs. No, you're not. If they were upholding their oaths, we as a people and a country would have few, if any, crimes whatsoever being committed in our governmental institutions against the people that they're to serve. Again, look at history. How many subordinates have submitted to tyrants who have been guilty of heinous crimes against innocent people? And when called to account, they resort to, well, we were just doing our job, when they weren't doing their job. It's like in America today. How many times have we seen these unconstitutional agencies being leveled at innocent people upholding the laws that they were supposed to uphold themselves? All day long. I mean, I just had a guest on 6 months ago where a woman was raided by the FBI for doing her best to clear the voter rolls and highlighting the crimes of voting fraud throughout the United States of America. Why would the FBI be sicked on her? Because you all the well know who they're working for, and it's not for the people. They're protecting those that are guilty of voter fraud rather than the people that are there upholding the laws. Oh, P.S., the same laws that they're supposed to be upholding. And that is just the tip of this big iceberg, friends. You know what, friends? You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the people that allowed Christ to be crucified. I mean, how many stood around him during the crucifixion? And they said they were just doing their job, or I'm just following orders, or my boss told me to do it as he's pounding a nail into his hand or his feet. Or how about this one? If I don't help them crucify Christ, I may get fired. Yeah, it sounds familiar, doesn't it? I have a family to feed, some might say, or I have a future to think of. Well, don't worry about who you have to violate in the process, guy. I mean, after all, you're violating your own oath to uphold the laws by submitting to those that are telling you to do what you should be condemning. Okay? I mean, what are they doing? I mean, all these people were accomplices to the crucifixion by allowing it to happen. And keep in mind that everything they did leading to the crucifixion of Christ was completely illegal. And what do? They attempt to justify themselves by saying he should have done what they told him to do. No, it's exactly what will happen in the up and coming days, weeks, and months in this country. People that resist unlawful tyrannical acts, the majority of the people will stand by and they'll watch the evil in the corrupt tyrants and their subordinates go ahead and nail the just that meant to hold to the light that we have to reprove the darkness. They'll approve of the darkness, but not the light. That's what these hypocrites are already doing today. And really what they do is they strain at the gnat as they swallow the big camel. Read Matthew 23:24. Well, how so, say some? Well, though Jesus was delivered up by the determinant counsel and foreknowledge of God, Acts 2:23, it should be of interest to know that Jesus said to those that were weeping over him while carrying the cross up to Calvary to die as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, John 1:29, he said unto him, what did he say? He said, hey, don't weep for me. He said, don't weep for me. He said, weep for you and your children. He said, because if you'll do this in a dry tree or a green tree, when you still have the power to put a stop to it, just imagine what they're going to do in a dry tree. Friends, don't let the bad guys put the light out, which is in you. Because when it comes to power that we've been given by God, we're called to stand against the darkness. And if they're not going to do it, the people must. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in